Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Latonia, and her phone number is 832-944-1595. She is on the other line.
Okay, so, thank you, and I'll take the call.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
It's my pleasure. Hi, Latonia, how are you?
Hello, I'm Bonnie.
Good, I'm doing well. My name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. This is a recorded call. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit?
Sure.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And have you used a hair treatment product like a relaxer or straightener within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. And were you ever later diagnosed with a cancer, for example, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So I'd like to help you get signed up to participate in this lawsuit so you can get compensation for damages. If you meet the criteria towards the end of our call, I'll have you sign the agreement between you and the law firm, along with an authorization to release medical records. Before I begin, I do need to confirm, are you willing to affirm, under penalty, that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm? Is that true?
True.
Okay, thank you. And you're an adult over age 18, so you could file this claim?
Yes.
Okay. And then could you provide me the approximate date of your diagnosis of ovarian cancer?
March 18th, 2024.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. March 18th, just a few months ago. March 18th is when you learned you developed ovarian cancer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Could you please provide me your date of birth, please?
It's 3/9/82.
March 9th, 1982?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Let me do a quick calculation and make sure. I'm just curious. You were born in 1982. 24. So you would have been March 9th. You were 42 years of age at the time of your diagnosis. Actually, you got the diagnosis literally 9 days after your birthday?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right. Could you provide me the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes. This is Dr. Levy.
And could you spell that out for me?
Yes. L-E as in Edward. L. V. E. Gail. G. A. Y. L. E.
Okay. And what was the first name?
Levy. Levy.
Okay. That's L. E. V. E.
It's L. E. L. V. E. I'm sorry.
L-E-L. Lelv. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she's an OBGYN. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And did you receive this diagnosis on a hospital setting, or was this at her clinic?
Yes. It was the hospital, St. Joseph Health Personal Hospital.
Okay. And what was the name of St. Joseph's, did you say?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And where is that located?
It's located in Bryan.
In Bryan? Is that Bryan, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I found it. St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital. That hospital is located at 2801 Franciscan Drive, Bryan, Texas, 77802.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I found their phone number from the internet. The general number is 979-776-3777. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And unfortunately, Dr. Gail diagnosed you. All right. And just to confirm, you weren't living or were you not diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Or I should ask, do you currently live or were diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee? And the answer would be no. Okay. Did you use a hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to your cancer diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how many times on average would you say you used the hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Like 7 times a year.
Okay. On average. All right. Thank you. And then this question already has been answered. The question is, where were you diagnosed with cancer? And it was St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And okay. And then you're both a citizen and a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And your date of birth, March 9th, 1982. Have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, sir.
Okay. And then did you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxer products and later developed a cancer?
Think so.
Okay. And could you refer, what I'll do is I'll text you at the end of our call, I'll text you my contact information. You're welcome to share the information for those persons, or would you please have the person call me and perhaps I can help that person?
Okay,
thank you. And how old were you when you first started using a hair treatment product like a relaxer?
I probably was in my teens.
Okay. Would you say 18?
Yeah, 19, 20.
Okay, I'll put 19. And then did you start using hair treatment products in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. And then the law firms does ask for the approximate dates you were using these products. So you started at 19, and if I say we started at 19, I'll just take your date of birth, 1982. And then I'm going to add 19 years. And I'll just say that would be 2001. So we can say you started using products on March 9th, 2001, which would be your 19th birthday. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay, thank you. And then when did you stop using hair relaxer products?
I stopped using them maybe 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Okay. That would have been,
It was like right before I got diagnosed.
Was it right before? Okay. So what we can do is if you were diagnosed March 18th, we could say maybe February 18th, 2024, a month before you got diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay? Okay. All right. And then, thank you. All right. And then you did answer this question already, which is how often did you use these products? And you said a monthly basis. Is that right?
Seven times a year.
Okay.
Monthly. Mm-hmm.
And the next question asks, how many consecutive years have you used these hair relaxer products? Did you use it every year between 2001 and 2024?
Yes.
Okay. That's 23 years there. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. And then where did you apply these products mostly? Did you do it at home or at a salon?
Both.
Both, okay. And out of both of them, where do you think you apply them mostly?
At home.
At home, okay. And you don't currently use any hair relaxer products, is that right? You stopped back in...
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Do you happen to have any receipts or empty bottles?
No.
Okay. And do you recall the name, brand name products that you did use when you weren't using them?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Oh, very common brand. Okay. Very popular. All right. Okay. And then this next question is, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year? did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product? I believe the answer is yes, right?
Yes.
And the reason why is because you started in 1982, and you didn't get diagnosed with cancer until March of 2024. So it's way more than 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then what? When you did get diagnosed with cancer, what type of treatment did you receive, may I ask?
I received the chemotherapy.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And when did your treatment begin?
It began in like March.
In March, okay.
28. Mm-hmm.
Okay, about 10 days after your diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, March 28th,
yes,
2024. Okay, and who oversaw your chemo treatment? Was it the same doctor, or did you have a different doctor that oversaw your treatment?
It was the same doctor.
It was the same. Okay, very good. And did you also get treatment at the same location, at the same hospital, St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, bear with me. Bear with me, I'm just, pardon the silence. What I'm doing is I'm actually copying the diagnosing doctor's information to the treating doctor's information.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Now I can gather information about yourself, starting with your gender. Would that be female?
Yes.
Okay. And then your marital status?
Divorced.
Divorced. Okay. Can I get your ethnicity?
African American.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then could you spell out the first name for me, your first name?
Yes. L, A as in apple, T as in Tom. O-N-Y-A.
Okay, that's what I thought. L-A-T-O-N-Y-A.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you have a middle initial?
Yes, it's C as in cat.
Okay, and your last name?
Peyton, P as in Paul, A as in apple, Y, T as in Tom, O-N.
Thank you so much. Latonya C. Peyton, L-A-T-O-N-Y-A, and then middle initial C as in cat, last name P as in Paul, A-Y-T-O-N?
Correct.
Okay, and I take it you don't have a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I don't.
Okay, thank you. And the law firm does ask for your social security number that's needed on the authorization to release medical records so that the doctor that you have and the hospital can release the proper medical records. Can I get your social, please?
Yes, 456-615948.
Okay, thank you. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it right. 456-615948.
Correct.
Thank you. And then any forms that you sign today, I'll send you copies to your email. What is your email address, please?
It is T as in Tom.
Okay.
U as in umbrella.
Uh-huh.
F dot G-I-R-L-L at Yahoo.
Okay. Let me repeat that. Is that T as in Tom, U as in uniform, S as in Sierra, dot.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's F as in frog, F as in frog.
Okay, so tough, T-U-F-F,
mm-hmm.
dot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Z as in zebra?
G as in girl.
Okay, G as in girl. I as in India. R as in Roger. L as in Larry.
Correct.
Okay.
And L as in Larry. Two L's.
Two L's. Oh, two L's. I'm sorry. G I. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's Gulf India, Roger Lima Lima at yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. Okay. And then the phone number, I have the transfer center's phone number. Can you provide me your phone number?
Yeah, it's just 832.
Okay.
944.
Okay.
1595.
Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's 832-944-1595.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then just to confirm, that is a mobile number?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, and the law firm, it may seem that we're all done after this call. We do this interview. We have you sign the agreement for legal representation and medical records. But there is one final step, and that's a case verification call that occurs between you and a representative of the law firm. What they're going to do is just simply verify that you have used the hair relaxer products in the past. Unfortunately, you developed an ovarian cancer because of those products are linked to that cancer. And then thirdly, it's okay for the firm to work on your case and submit a request for medical records. That's a case verification call. It occurs generally within the next 24 to 48 hours. And what would be the best time that you can be reached by the firm? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay, thank you, LaTanya. And then next is your address. Could you please provide me your address?
Yes, it's 1507 Paris.
Is that Paris like the P-E or P-A?
P-A-R-I-S.
Okay. Okay, and that's street? Mm-hmm. Bryan, Texas?
And that's in Bryan.
Mm-hmm. 77803?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Thank you. And is that a house or an apartment?
A house.
Okay, it's a house, so there's no unit or apartment number?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I'll just reconfirm. It's 1507 Paris Street, Bryan, Texas, 77803. All right, we're getting close to wrapping up. LaTanya, do you happen to have any medical records that confirms your ovarian diagnosis or shows a treatment plan for the diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Would you be able to provide that if requested by the firm, either by mail or fax or email?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. The law firm does request an emergency contact. In case something unfortunate happens to you, this ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. This is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Shante.
Shante, does she live with you?
No.
Okay. And how do you spell Shante? Is that S-H-A-N-T-E?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and her last name?
Weber, W-E-B-B-E-R.
Okay, W-E-B-B-E-R, okay. And her phone number?
Her phone number is 512.
Okay.
667.
Okay.
1784.
Did you say 1784?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll repeat it from the beginning just to make sure I have it correct. Area code 512-667-1784.
Yes, sir.
All right, great. And Shante, LaTanya, what is her relationship to you?
Friend.
Friend, okay, great. All right, well, LaTanya, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. What you can expect is in a few minutes, I'm going to send you a text message, and that'll be a link to DocuSign where you can electronically sign the two forms. One is the agreement for legal representation, and second is the release for medical records that's needed. Even though we're going to be almost wrapping up here in a moment, don't forget the case verification call. That's the contact that you'll make directly with you and the firm. It only takes a minute or two because it's not doing a full interview. They just want to confirm, yeah, you did use a hair release relaxing treatment product, and you did get diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and that it's okay to, for that firm to start working on your case and request medical records. That should happen in 24 to 48 hours. Before I send you the text with the forms to sign, I want to take a moment to confirm I have the information correct. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using hair treatment products like relaxers, and that's the baseless lawsuit. Those products are linked to your cancer. The date of your diagnosis was March 18th, 2024. That was on your 9 days after your 42nd birthday, so you're 42 at the time. The name of the doctor that diagnosed your cancer as well as treated your cancer was Dr. Lelve, L-E-L-V-E, Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E, and that was at St. Joseph Health Regional Hospital, Bryan, Texas, at 2801 Franciscan Drive, 77802. We got the phone number from the internet. And then you did use a hair product more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed, on average about seven times per year on a monthly basis. The facility you were diagnosed with, we already confirmed. You're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is March 9th, 1982. You never were diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You started using hair treatment products roughly at 19 years of age. We said March 9th, 2001, coinciding with your 19th birthday. And then you stopped using the products roughly 1 month before your diagnosis. So we put February 18th, 2024. We confirmed again that you were used the products on a monthly basis, and you used it 23 consecutive years between 2001 and 2024, mostly at home, mostly dark and lovely. And then we got chemotherapy was the treatment under Dr. Lelve Gayle's direction. Ovarian cancer, we confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name. We've confirmed your social, your email address, tough.girl@yahoo. We confirmed your cell phone number, address. Everything looks good. So in a moment, you'll be getting that text message. And then once we finish signing, you and I will be done.
Okay.
All right. So let me know when you get a text from DocuSign. And when you do so, you want to click on that text. And then what you'll need to do is agree to SMS messages. And then you'll see my name. Please review and act on these documents. My name, John Maurer. I'm the case intake specialist that conducted the interview or the screening. I'm not the attorney. I'm sure you figured that out.
Okay.
And then right below my name, you'll see this box. You'll have to put a check mark in the box or click it to put a check mark in it. And that's agreeing to electronic records and signatures. And then you'll actually get to the pages that you'll need to sign. And you'll follow the yellow navigation buttons beginning with start. And that'll just take you straight to the first page that needs a signature. And you can either draw your signature in the box, or if you don't like drawing or you don't like the way it comes out on the app, what you could do is just scroll to the left till you see select style. And that actually designates a signature for you or creates a signature for you. And then you adopt and sign. Adopt and sign basically says, okay, I'm going to use this signature. And you can just use continue, the yellow continue buttons to point to where signatures or initials are needed. You may need to do a draw initial. And then when you're done, you'll hit finish and let me know when you've done that, because then that's my cue to do something on my end.
Okay.
Are you finished?
I'm at the... I have finished.
You did. Okay, very good. Give me 1 second now. What you can expect, what I'm doing now is I'm actually preparing a text for you because I'm, as you know, the final step is that case verification call between you and the law firm, and it should happen in the next 24 to 48 hours. It won't take much of your time. As I mentioned to you, it's like a couple questions and then moving forward, unless you have more questions or there's more explanations. So what I'm going to do is I'm texting you my name and phone contact information. As you know, I'm a case intake specialist for this lawsuit, and I've done a screening. I'm in Irvine, California, and I'm texting you so you always have record of who was that guy that helped me get signed up if you need that information. And then on top of that, I've provided you the name of the law firm and their phone number. So this law firm that's interested in taking your case is called Pulaski Kirker, and there's two other law firms that are also involved in this case because it's so complex, and there's so many people that are been harmed like yourself by these products. if they take your case, they'll do it on a contingency basis, which basically means that you don't pay them anything, and they don't get paid unless they're successful in getting you compensation for damages, like pain and suffering, medical bills, loss of income that could be related to your missing work or out of work for treatment. If they are successful, you get 60% of the recovery. The firm gets 40%. That's standard for a mass tort or personal injury lawsuits. All right. Any other questions I can answer for you?
No.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you for letting me help you, LaTanya. It was a pleasure working with you. I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that even brought us together in the first place. The very fact that you unknowingly were using these products and developed a cancer afterwards, which that cancer can be linked to these products. But I want to assure you that you're about to be represented by a very prestigious national law firm that's very experienced litigating against billion-dollar corporations. As a matter of fact, they have plenty of success doing so already with other cases. So you're in good hands, in other words. If you have no other questions, I want to wish you a good rest of the day and a great rest of the week, and be on the lookout for that call from the law firm. All right?
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Same
here. You're very welcome, LaTanya. You take care, okay? And best of health, okay?
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.